Welcome, beloved listeners. You're listening to this week's half-hour edition of Artist Profile on CKVI 91.9 FM The Cave. I hope you're ready for an awesome 30 minutes of music, interviews, and talk, all on the Canadian band Metric. Now, just a little heads up on the band, they're originally from Toronto, formed in 1998, but they've been based in a number of places out and about, including Montreal, New York, London, and Los Angeles. Now, they're a Juno and Polaris nominated group, so there's no short supply of talent there, and they've also played a role in shaping the soundtracks of two pretty well-known movies, Eclipse and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Now, personally, to me, I think that Metric definitely has a sound that, you know, tickles your earbuds, and Emily Haynes' croon is enough to make you fall in love with the band. They dominate iPods everywhere, folks, so stick around, and this will be a great half-hour show, I promise. So here's a little Metric tune to get you guys toe-tapping and ready for the rest of the show. It's off of their 2003 album, Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? It's definitely my favorite song from the album, and I hope it becomes your favorite too. It's called Combat Baby. I certainly hope you guys enjoy everything I have planned for you in this show. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked to your local community radio station, CKVI 91.9 The Cave.
We used to leave the blue light.
I hope you enjoyed that song. It was, of course, Combat Baby from the very talented Canadian band Metric. Now, I have to say that metric is part of a genre that is very popular in Canadian music. You've got Broken Social Scene, Stars, Young Galaxy, Junior Boys, all that kind of stuff, and they're all very closely related, I've noticed using my powers of deduction. Actually, no, it's not that hard. Broken Social Scene, for those of you familiar with the band, has a lot. It has like 20 musicians in it. I'm actually not sure as of to what the lineup is right now, but I'm sure you could check that out on the internet. But they've all of these bands have sort of influenced each other in one way or another, because a lot of them either attended a high school together, or they went off to music colleges together, or they actually formed a band. For instance, Amy Milan of Stars formed a band with Emily Haynes before they both went their separate ways, and Torquil Campbell, who's also a part of the band Stars, went to school with Emily. James Shaw is also closely linked to a lot of Canadian performers. In fact, he's very close with one of the singers from Stars, as I mentioned earlier, Torquil Campbell. In fact, they both moved down to New York together at Torquil's prompting, and he, James Shaw, applied to the Juilliard School of Arts. For 3 years, he took music there. Of course, I'm guessing he missed his home in native land, because he came back to Toronto, where he happened to meet Emily Haynes. And both him, Campbell, Haynes, and another soon-to-be Stars man, Chris Seglemann, they all moved back down in 98 to New York City. And the four of them shared a loft together. They also were very close with and had passing roommates in people who would go on to become band members of very prominent indie American bands like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and TV on the Radio. I think that'd be interesting for very creative musical minds all sharing one space. It would be really cool. It'd make for some really cool evenings, I think. There'd be a lot of jamming going on with the guitars and the songwriting and all that stuff. A very creative zone, one would say. I bet a lot of work got done there. 1998 was also the year that Metric released its first demo, a very, very early taste of the band. The album is currently not available in stores or on the band's website, which, just so you know, is www.ilovemetric.com. However, you can get it on iTunes, and if you want to go the more illegal route, which I don't advise, I'm strictly against pirating, just like you all should be if you really love the artists and want to support them, but I'm not trying to, you know, guilt trip you there. Well, maybe a little. But anyways, it's really good. It's an early sound. You can definitely recognize that Metric isn't necessarily comfortable with what they're doing yet. It's definitely not the sound Metric fans are used to hearing, but I thought I'd show it to you guys just to get a little 1990s Metric in there, the early stages, and just show you how far you've come. So here it is, you guys, off of the 1998 EP Mainstream. Here is Metric with The People. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked to your local community radio station, CKVI 91.9 The Cave.
Not looking for
Now that I've given you a little bit of information on Metric a la the early years, I'll give you guys some information on what they're up to right now. You may remember they came to Kingston back in April following the release of their 2009 album Fantasies, which also came out in April. Actually, I only think like maybe a week or so before they came to Kingston. But they actually came to Kingston through, I don't know if you guys remember, but it was a big deal. It was all over Facebook. There was a Facebook campaign to get Metric to come to Kingston, which was started by one of our fellow radio stations, 98.9 The Drive. It was a great concert. There was a lot of really high energy there. Emily Haynes is a great front woman. She definitely keeps the energy up throughout the concert. I really enjoyed it. Fantasies is a super, I think it's my favorite album. It's full of dance pop tunes, so you can definitely get up and groove to them. Fantasies was also nominated for a 2009 Polaris Music Prize, and it won two Caspi Awards. It sold over 80,000 copies, so it reached platinum status here in Canada. It also won the Juno Award for Alternate Album of the Year at the 2010 Awards, and the band won Group of the Year. So Metric is very much coming into its own, and it's definitely being recognized critically for what they've got going on. Another really cool thing that they've gotten on, I'll talk about one of the movies that they've been involved in so far. All you twihards out there probably already know it. Yes, they wrote and composed, actually, the main song for the Eclipse movie, the third movie in the Twilight saga. The song is fittingly called Eclipse, I'm All Yours, in brackets. Here's an interview in which Emily Haynes just talks about the process in which they went through with Howard Shore writing the song and coming up with the lyrics and getting inside the main character Bella's mind.
I hope that they love the whole score. That's what we're part of. Howard Shore wrote the score. He did such a great job with Lord of the Rings, and I just think he's a great musician. So he, you know, showed us the last scene, showed us the script, and said, please try to express as best you can how you think Bella would feel in this moment. So that's all we did. We tried to stay true to the feeling of the movie, and I really hope they enjoy it.
Now, did he write the melody of the score first, or did you guys truly compile everything?
Well, the way it works in such a large piece of work is he came to us with the key, for example, and certain progressions, certain ideas of the tempo, and some changes and ideas of the mood. And then it was up to us to write the melody. So what's cool for us is then now we have, you know, the London Philharmonic playing that melody throughout the film. So it's going to be cool to hear it. It'll be great.
It was really gorgeous, and I think fans have loved it. So how's being all of a sudden thrust into this Twilight universe been for you?
It's a trip.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, a lot of our, you know, as far as the energy is concerned, a lot of our fans are pretty high energy. So
we're used to screaming.
Yeah, a little less crowd surfing.
But. Yeah, yeah.
You get to play a bigger venue now.
I don't know. You know, people speculate, but Metric's been a band for a long time. We're just going to keep doing what we do. And I just hope people enjoy the song and get to hear Fantasies, our record.
So there you guys have it. Metric plus Howard Shore equals one heck of an awesome Eclipse score. I'll give you guys the song to listen to. It's called Eclipse, in brackets, I'm All Yours. It's a great song. It's a lot more mellow than you're used to from Metric, especially if you've listened to their newer stuff, including their 2009 album Fantasies. But it is still a treat, and I hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, listeners, to CKVI 91.9 FM The Cave. You're listening to an artist profile on Metric with Laura, and the song that you just heard was Eclipse, off of the Eclipse movie soundtrack, one of the songs that they helped compose with Howard Shore. Very cool stuff. Another really cool movie that they happened to be involved in was Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, which is, of course, a movie based on the graphic novel series. Metric is linked to the movie and the graphic novel in a lot of ways. In fact, the writer of Scott Pilgrim said that he based a little bit of Ramona Flowers off of Emily Haynes. There's a picture of Emily Haynes bending down over a keyboard playing, and that caused inspiration for the character of Ramona Flowers, which is really cool. And then they also were involved in the soundtrack a little bit of Scott Pilgrim. One of their songs, Black Sheep, is played by the fictional band in Scott Pilgrim. In fact, that band that plays in the movie, Clash at Demon Head, is actually based and inspired by Metric a little bit, which is super cool because, I don't know, it says something when your influence as a band stretches into, like, pop culture. Like, Scott Pilgrim's a very popular graphic novel, and it's a very critically acclaimed movie. I could talk at you and explain a little more of what was going on with Scott Pilgrim, but instead, I will let Emily Haynes explain to you. Here's an interview in which she discusses her songs, the fictional band, Clash at Demon Head, and so much more.
We received a call from Edgar Wright saying, I'd like you to be part of this soundtrack for this film. Do we have a song? Do we want to write a song? Do we have anything in mind? Black Sheep is the song that we had in the run-up to making our album Fantasies. We love the song, but in the end it didn't fit. First thing that came to us, this song is going to be perfect for the movie, and Edgar and Nigel Godrich agreed.
Hello again, friend of a friend. I knew you were...
Brie Larson's a quality gal. When I finally heard in the film her version singing, I think she did a great job. It's completely different from me, obviously, but that's the point. She really owned it and created something new. You know, I knew that there were some influences from Metric concerts, so I only wish we could be, you know, as the characters he created in Clash of the Demon Head. I was relieved when I saw the film that the band doesn't look like Metric. So I like that we inspired him, but I'm glad it wasn't too close to us. I love to collaborate with different people, and particularly with film. I really have so much respect for the medium of film, and a director who's got a vision like Edgar does, what you want to do is facilitate what he's trying to create. And then obviously Nigel Godrich is someone I always wanted to meet and work with, so it's really, really cool.
There you have it, folks. That is what Emily Haynes thinks on the matter. The song you heard playing in the background was indeed Black Sheep, as performed in the movie by the fictional band Clash at Demon Head. It is also performed by Metric, I believe, on the soundtrack, and you can find it floating around on YouTube if you so desire to listen to their version. I'm going to have to wrap things up, unfortunately. I have time for one more song before I go. Hope you have enjoyed this edition of Artist Profile on the wonderfully awesome Metric. If you want any more information on Metric, you can check out their website, www.ilovemetric.com. Or you can go to their MySpace page, which is, of course, www.myspace.com/metric. Now, the last song I'm going to play to you is one of their singles off of their latest album, Fantasies. It's catchy, it's wonderful, and it references the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. I wonder which one you'd pick, but without further ado, here's Give Me Sympathy by Metric. Have a wonderful day.
Too close to the flame, wild open space, talk like an open book, sign me up, got no time to take a picture, I'll remember someday, all the chances we took, we're so close to something that I can feel it.
This is